Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ryan, I guess you've dealt with Jill before, right? You know Brent Chapman?
Dealt with. I mean, I had the opportunity, the pleasure to interview her in the past.
Okay. Hey, Jill, good morning. How are you?
What's with this dealt with? I mean, the hair on the back of my neck just
Seriously?
Went up.
What is
Come
that?
Come on now.
I'm sorry. Don't get
they
mad.
They finally got you somebody who could rein in the terror of Ray.
First of all, day one, I think that's not happening today.
We're kind of still dating here. We're not married yet.
Come on.
All right, Jill. Hey, tomorrow is the start of a new era, and what are you seeing?
Well, I think that we got a really important piece of the potential economic picture in 2021 when we heard the details of the Biden proposed stimulus plan.
Right.
$1.9 trillion. It was unveiled on Friday. And, you know, I think this is really going to be interesting because obviously this is a starting point for a negotiation, right? And even if you are 50-50 in the Congress with the in the Senate with the vice president elect being able to cast the deciding vote, that's really close. And so here's the question: how much of this plan is going to go through?
Right.
That's really the big question. And I think let's presume out of 1.9 we get half of it through. Okay. And I think that's probably fair. Which components are going to be the things that the Congress folks are focusing on? I think it's the extra $1,400 in a stimulus check. So remember, round one, $1,200. Round two, $600. Now this would be round three. This would be $1,400. I think that's going to probably live. I think the extension of unemployment benefits, weekly unemployment benefits, I think that's going to get in there. It would go from 300 to 400,
okay.
So not a huge deal, but very important. It would go beyond this first quarter, beyond the second quarter, through the end of the third quarter. So basically through the end of September. What does that tell me? Biden's economic people are very nervous about the labor market right now.
Right, and that $1,400 was sort of a throw a carrot to Republicans who said no way to $2,000. So they took the $600 to $1,400 and it makes $2,000. But my question, Jill, is the people talk about how this stuff can be baked into the markets already. In terms of the stock market, obviously this would be beneficial if a trillion plus gets into the system.
I mean, it is built in. And what's interesting is I've spoken to a number of economists, a bunch of strategists who are telling me that they are penciling in anywhere between $750 billion to $1 trillion that gets pushed in at some point this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do it through, you know, a negotiation. You could also do it through budget reconciliation. But that money's going into the economy one way or the other. And that means for many of these strategists on Wall Street, they believe that 2021 growth, it's going to stink the first 3 to 6 months of the year. It's going to be rough. It's going to be bad, okay? But once everyone's vaccinated, they are saying the money that's been pushed out, pent-up demand is going to be unleashed in the second half of the year.
The roaring 20s are back.
Yeah, baby. That's what they're talking about.
And think
about it.
Ended,
it's so true. It's like people are going to feel like they want to spend some of their money. A lot of Americans have saved a lot of money.
I
think that's going to get spent. This could be the best year of economic growth.
Well,
in 20 years.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking with Jill Schlesinger from CBS News because I read something recently that some people use that $600 check. You know, this Robinhood investor is a big deal. That they actually, there was sort of data that said some of that money went right into the stock market. It didn't go to necessarily pay down bills or what have you. And so do you see that too? Is that something that is boosting the market? And what happens when that Robinhood investor gets burnt a little at some point?
Well, I mean, old farts like me think it's great because I think that's how you learn what investing's all about. You've got to go through a couple of downturns to really understand that just, you know, hot money doesn't usually work for you. You know, look, some of the money did go straight into the stock market, but more importantly, I think what you saw was that institutional investors, big investors who put money to work for us in our pension funds, in our retirement accounts, they looked at stocks and said, this is really the most important asset class we can own because interest rates are so low and other risk assets are getting sort of bubbly, meaning that gold went up a lot, silver went up, even Bitcoin went up a lot. You know, and we'll have a Bitcoin segment in the next couple of weeks. I interviewed a really interesting guy about that. But, you know, I think that this is really a part of a story, really, and that is that you can have this awful crisis going on, and it is beyond understanding just how we could be at this place in the largest economy in the world and the most important democracy in the world. But that said, you can be in this place where some people are suffering dramatically and the stock market is going up, and it just seems sort of disgusting on some level.
No, I agree.
But, you know, but on the other hand, it's understandable because this is almost like a look ahead. What does an investor do? An investor looks beyond where you are today and says, what is the path? And right now, if you really believe that vaccines are going to be broadly adopted, everyone's arm's going to get stuck by, I don't know, let's call it July 15th or August 30th, whatever day there's going to be a lot of spending, a lot.
Okay. Well, that's good. Hey, Jill, just the other thing, Brian and I were talking at the outset of the show, and, you know, we were talking about real estate. And right now, for example, in Connecticut, real estate's a pretty good deal. It's going up like crazy for the first time in, well, quite a while. Do you think, are we going to set up these real estate funds again?
Real estate's very complicated right now because there's like, you know, we talked about the K-shaped recovery between people who have money and don't, and like some winners and some losers. So personal, like, it is true that real estate for sort of the vast majority of households is kind of back up, you know, sort of on fire, and it has been really for about 4 or 5 years because the inventory is so low. Mm-hmm. But commercial real estate is a hot mess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were talking about that.
The question is, will some of that commercial real estate be converted, right? And so all of a sudden, the big, huge corporate headquarters in Hartford all of a sudden becomes like this cool, you know, multi-unit condo. And we have a whole bunch of inventory that comes online, and that alleviates some of the price pressure. That could be a very interesting development, but we don't know yet. It's in transition right now.
Well, I guess we'll talk to you next week, I guess. And, you know, if you can't wait, you can listen on Saturday from 4 until 6, or go to jillonmoney.com right there, and it's all done. Yeah, we have to talk about my plan to turn the Aetna into condos. That was an idea I had. So
okay.
I guess we're on the same page here, Jill. Hey, any big number this week?
Let's get through tomorrow. There's one big number. It's one day, and let's all get through that at the end of the week. Pay attention. There'll be some housing data will be out at the end of the week. But really, most importantly, economy, Janet Yellen begins her march towards getting approved and becoming the next Treasury Secretary of the United States.
Julie, it's always great. Thanks for being on.
Take care.
Okay. Talk to you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.